Okay, so let's get closer to our goal.
This is the last one?
I think so. This is the last one before Dinevar Kusadin. Last introduction shared before we head right into the thick of Dinevar Kusadin. So, we're going back to our Shaila in Chicago. So we have this lawyer offices, partnership between Goyim and Jews. And the problem is, part of their agreement with their clients, pay your fees on time, then you're going to pay interest. And that money comes into the business, it splits amongst every partner in the business equally. So we have a problem of how's the Jewish partners going to handle with the interest which is charged to the Jew clients by their Goyish partners. Because at the end of the day, it's a Jew partner getting ribbons from another Jew. Problem.
This was Ramaisa?
Yeah. Ramaisa, it's a discussion in Chicago 3 to 4 months, now months ago, 5 months ago.
Oh, because in my experience, clients never ever pay the interest they're charged.
Yeah, it was a big shiloh in Chicago.
Okay.
Now, so look, let us repeat what Maharshi Halevi said last week and try and see whether we can use his words to get around the problem. So Maharshi Halevi says, Nidin Dadon, in my case, which I'm talking about a bank, Kol Havaz Nasa Hashem HaBank. The bank are lending with interest, and the deals between the bank and the customers, even Jewish customers. The Im Ein Halova wrote Lishalim, and if the Jewish customer of the bank does want to pay, Ein Lamavo Lo Shum Taina, none of the partners in that bank have any claim against that one who borrowed from the bank. Ki a bank Tovezo So, only the bank can claim. Mar shy to the bank, because the money's shy to the bank for odd if ten, and therefore it's no problem of interest charging at all, and there's no issue over here. Why? Because the partners over here are not lending it to the bank. The bank is a separate entity that's lending. So let's suggest over here the same type of concept. It's not the Jewish partners who are lending and charging ribbons to their clients over there in Chicago. It's the company, the lawyer's company, which is doing that deal, and the partners are getting interest. Fine, they're getting interest from it, but not from the Jewish customers. They're getting money from the company, and the company's charging interest. They're removed. So we concluded last week, and we're going to repeat the same as last week. When can we use this concept that the company is separate entity in halacha, and when can we say no, it's not a separate entity, we just look at the people behind it? So we repeat the words of Rabbi Eliashiv. Shamanu Magon Rab Yosef Shalom Eliashiv Zatzal. Number 2. Jeish Lahalik, it depends. Vein Monius Jesh Ben Zuchus Hatzma'a Basifas Baliamot Ober Aliamot Elu Yochin Limnot Oliftor Ha Manal. There's a type of shareholder which has rights of decision making, and they come to meetings to make decisions whether to fire the people running it, the company, or not running the company.
Not day to
day. But they have that type of koach of decision making. There, that type of decision making has a different halachic status to somebody who has shares, asher ein behen suchus hasba. Somebody who has shares that has no rights of any decision making. The atam he, the habibalas klusha, the ones who have no rights in any decision making, they have no proper ownership, and therefore you can say the company is a separate entity. But those who have a power to be involved in the decision making and voting of what, how to fit, run things here, or to chuck out the whole staff, those do have a strong relationship to what's going on in the business, and therefore you can't say the business is separate from them. They are part of the business, and therefore the deals which the business does is like they're doing deals, and there'll be a problem of risk. So it depends what type of control as a shareholder you have to consider whether the company is separate from you or you are the company. So Mamela, we'll come back to these Chicago practices, and you have Jewish partners. Is it going to help what we just said from the Maria Levy that, hey, it's not the Jewish partners who are here making any deals with the customers of the Goyish partners? It's the company, and the company is a separate entity from these Jewish partners. Or do we say, no, the company is just a hand extension of these Jewish partners, and therefore when the company makes it, the Jewish partners also making it, and they are charging rent, so you've got a problem. Which one are you going to suggest?
I think it's even worse than the second one.
But everyone says it's at least the second one, and that therefore sure be a problem. And you say it's even worse than the second. In what way is it worse?
Because when someone comes to a law firm, it's a very personal relationship. I'm not interested in the firm. I'm dealing with that particular attorney. And he, in the typical law firm setup, he is the one who has the final say of what I get billed. He can mochel the interest if he wants altogether. He can mochel the entire bill.
But here you're
so
talking
it's
about
really
the goy.
Me and him.
But here you're talking about the goy partner charging the Jewish clients, and we've got a problem is that his other Jewish partners are ki'ilu also charging.
Oh, so you're saying nibechina what the goy is charging?
Yeah, the goy.
So
is
there, I would say the opposite. The goy would be better there because it's really a relationship between the goy and the client. It's not the firm at all. I go to a law firm. I'm not picking a law firm out of
he's
a book. That's because they're acting as a billing agent. But the person I'm doing business with is the lawyer. That's why I'm there. I'm a causative guy. I'm not there because
that's
the
your
law
relationship.
Firm.
But your deal is with the firm. And who's
no, it's
the
not,
firm?
Because that's
yes,
the partner.
You
is
choose a barber also, but you're still paying the barber shop.
And all the money comes in together.
Because the barber can't make a decision when I get billed. The partner will make the decision
right.
when
he's
I
got
get billed.
More decision-making powers in this particular relationship. But does that mean that the deal is not between the customer and the firm? The firm are the ones who are making the deal, where he has more rights to make decisions on this particular client. Fine, but at the end of the day, the firm, and the firm, what are they? They are the partners, not a separate entity.
To prove that, just the kids are, this morning dropped dead.
Yeah. Well, then they would take over. That's a different story if he drops dead.
They wouldn't leave. They continue with the case.
Yeah, because he can't make a decision in there.
That proves, again, that he's a fungible.
Yeah,
he's just.
There you go. Okay. So, therefore, we haven't helped with this Chiddush of the Maria Levy from last week, hasn't helped us in this particular shot. So, let's move forward. Meister Shahoya Kachoya. We'll discuss this case and see the concepts that come out of it. Maybe also apply to this case which just happened in Chicago, whether it will help or not, that's shy in Chicago. So, this is a new case. Reuven, a religious guy, owns 33% interest in a company in France. He has two other partners. Well, he has, let's say, not two other partners, two other sections, another 33% interest, which is owned by another Jew who's not religious. And the final 33% is split around very small into hundreds of people.
Jewish and non-Jew.
No. Maybe most non-Jew. What's the Shaila? This business deals in selling food items.
Non-kosher food items?
And one of its good business is good type of foods is Dobar Zohar is Dobar Acher.
Pork?
Chazir.
There's no Israel enough for that.
Okay.
No, but it's also the
Schor. Okay. So what's the Shaila? Shaila is he's in a business which is selling and making profit out of selling Bosa Chaza. What's the halach in such a thing? Shulchan Aruch says, and you're there, number three. Kol dova she'osem in ha'Torah to eat. Ava bishamutza b'hanoah, even though it's mutz b'hanoah to eat. Im hu dova miyuchel l'machov, it's something which is people eat. Osa lasas b'schora, you can't do business with it. It's to do it. Shaila is it's a deraisa, it's a durabon. Okay, there's the osa to do it.
Is it a deraisa?
Is the Shalat is the rice?
Maybe someone will say it's the rice.
That's okay. For the business or no?
No, you're not allowed to do business. You're allowed to have hanok. Possible because you can have hanok. You can't do business with it. So the Shaila comes out is that he's a 33% interest owner over here in this company which is selling Bosa Khazir and is making profit from it. So therefore, is he got a problem with this halacha? Therefore, he has to get out of it. That's the Shaila.
And it wasn't doing this when he got into the business?
Hmm?
When he first became an investor in the business, it wasn't selling Khazir?
It was.
So all along.
Shaila's all along.
He put his knowledge, put himself in.
Correct. Exactly. Now, so we want to know his 33% interest stake, is it him doing business? Or is it not him? He's removed, it's the company doing business. So based on what we just said, how do you define it, him or the company, depending on his, how much control that gives 33% in the business, actual business. So I read it out, the takanon of the business.
Well, you have a compounded shiloh here.
Let me read out the takanon, maybe we're out the compound.
Because he's selling it, he's selling trade to Jews also.
Yes, that's the problem.
It's in
France. No, the problem is selling with the Goyim. That's the problem.
Why can't you sell to
Goyim? It's also to do stuff.
You can't do business. You can't make a business even to 100% Goyim. You can't make business with Freight and the Bailers and Bosser Chazen. Yes?
I thought kosher butchers often sell their
because you can't do it as a regular business. You can do it a one time.
If it comes to you without you being choiced, then fine. You can't buy
it.
I didn't plan this. I didn't plan it. It came to me. Then you can just get rid of it. One of them. Okay. Now, the takanon of this, of how much control he has, he says the following words. I haven't got it written, I'll read out to you. Takanon. Yesh lereshet tazu chevra kniyat amechirat atmiyat.
What is that?
The people in actually running the business is a separate management. The management, so our company, not the owners. There's owners and management. She'en balimot yochen isar bishikulim. They can't get involved as owners in how the management runs the day and in and day out decisions. But yesh lem balimut balut al piyachot lahachlif et hachevra hanav. But they have the law of the land, they have the power to make decisions to change the management and put a new management in.
That sounds like a decision maker.
So therefore, do they enter into the concept they are decision and makers enough and control enough to say that they are doing business, or is it they are removed and they're not in control? It's a business, it's the company's business, and I'm just getting profit from it. It's the company making business from Dovah Hachah from it. What is it?
Sounds like decision makers.
They're in control.
You can replace the
manager. Yeah, it's not controlling.
If you are the employee of the company, and I am a 33% shareholder, and I say, I would like you to do X. And you say, well, you don't have the authority to do X. Aren't you going to be afraid that I'm going to then say, you're correct, and now you no longer have the authority because you're fired?
You can't fire him.
Yes, you can fire him.
How you can you fire him?
With a vote.
With a vote. But have you got a possibility to make a vote? Are you included in votes?
Yes.
And what was Rabbi Yashin saying? As if you are kind to come to the meeting and make a vote on these decisions,
even less than one third,
then even if you can't make the whole decision yourself, but you can be part of the decision, that's enough to say, or control, that you and not the company.
Of the company.
Okay.
Not every shareholder has the power.
This is a typical corporate setup, that the board does not have the right to interfere in day-to-day things.
So therefore, at this stage, we've got a problem with this shiner that says, yes, it's not company as a separate entity that's making business with Treif and the Vedas and Zobar Acha, it's him. And therefore, he's got a problem this year or then. I want you to introduce you to a Maharshad. A Maharshad comes up with a new type of heter, which we may be able to apply to all our cases. And let's understand what he says. Yes. You look at number four.
Who is the Maharshad?
Maharshad.
Radio
Maharaj. Greenfield. Hungarian.
I got the first
Greenfield.
Okay.
Hungarian posting. No. Yeah.
Oh.
See, he's my local historian. So number four, he says like this. Aleph. He wants to tell you two things. Yesh l'sad l'hakel. In his case, he had a similar shayla, and he said, "I want to be lenient." Tekiven teheim lo yishmu la Yisrael. Since the management won't listen to the owner, v'yikna barkocha, they're going to carry on buying this dollar acher, whether he says, "Don't buy it, don't buy it, don't buy it." Then they're not going to listen, and they're going to continue. It can have a Yisrael onus. So he's an onus.
Why is he an onus? He can get out.
He's an onus.
That's because he's 1/3 and not a 51%.
No, they would listen to him on the 1/3 too. I don't know why. I don't know what the case is here.
If he says to them, forget about the Dova Acha business, even though they're making a nice profit over that, they will not listen to him.
Okay.
And the Chok even protects such a thing. You can't fire a management who, because they're not doing a decision, because based on economic reasons. Yeah, they're doing a very economical decision of making, we're buying Dova Acha. Yeah, you're telling us to do something which is detrimental to the company. You want to get rid of me because of that? You can't get rid of me for that. You have to come up with real reasons to get rid of me. It's not Stam you can get rid of me. Looking at the Chok. According to the Chok, you can't just get rid of me. So therefore, I'm an onus.
Well, you're not an onus, you can get out of the business.
I'm an onus.
Can you benefit even though you're...
There's no instance of benefit. The prohibition is not to benefit, it's to do business with it.
But
I'm an onus on doing business.
Just a minute, that's a point. If you can't do business, you certainly cannot...
No such kind of over. You make your own turn up.
Also,
you can't say you're
if you're not allowed to do business, but if you do business, the money comes out of it. There's no instant to benefit from the money.
Even
if you've done an ISA, you did do business with it. You did make profit. It doesn't make the profit awesome now. You've done an ISA then. I don't want to do ISA in. Says the Mashak, you're not caught doing an ISA because you're an onus. Why? I don't know why. They don't. I'm not into that.
It would seem to only be an onus if Pete Ohm, the workers, came up with this new idea of selling Malchus Soros, and then, oh no, I can't control them, the onus. But he bought into the business knowing full well that's what they were doing.
So they asked a very cool question. How can you call it an onus? It's really an extension of Martin's question, but even stronger, making that. How can you call it an onus? You know what was they doing before you came along. You know what they were doing, and you bought into it. How can you call that onus? Oh, this is when you had no choice. What do you mean? Don't buy into it. My Matthias is saying, look, even if it came afterwards, get out of it. Yeah, that's what Matthias is saying. But so he has a better question: why do you buy into it? How can you call that an onus? How can you call it onus buying into it? His status. He didn't change. His knowledge changed. So, let's see his second chiddush. He tackles this. We look at base. V'chi teima. And if you want to suggest, He oscillated constantly because he shouldn't have. It was oscillated to even go into the business. There ain't no, that's not true. Daishon nichnas the shufis the shadzavorim. He entered into the business because of the other items they were selling. Because of the fruits and veg they were selling and making profits on that. They decided, or they are buying Dvar Mitzvim. Flo Haskamasur, that's what he's not agreeing to. And it's not what he went in for. Barkofa, he can't make a change. Havika Onus, that's also called Onus. See, it's Machadish. That is, you can even buy into a business that you know is doing profits with Dvar Arta, as long as the reason why you're buying it is not for that profit, it's for the profit of other goods which are purposely good.
Impossible to prove that, and therefore I don't understand.
And this be
sorry, on your kavod, you didn't need to prove it. It's not, it's in Torah between Reuben and Shimon. It's talking, Reuben's asking a Shiloh, and himself. He's saying, can I be in this business or not? Am I over an issue between me and Kodesh Baruch Hu? And then that we're saying, we're telling you what the rule is. The rule is, if you bought into the business, even though you knew about Abba, but you were interested in not in that profit, you were interested in the profit that he makes from his other goods, then that's good enough to say that you are called an onus in respect to the profit and business that's created from the Dovah Akra.
But he's at least saying it has to be Akra.
Yeah,
he
said, yeah.
He's at least saying it has to be Akra.
That's what he says, with Ima Farka.
No, he starts off, Osli Konis. Yeah. Why is it Osli? Why should be Osli to enter? What do you mean Osli to enter? If it's Akra, of course it's not Osli to enter. That's his whole question. His whole question is Tuli's question. How can he enter knowing it's there?
Why is his name in
what does the word nizdamin mean? Yeah. If his whole question was, I know it's there already, and he's asking how, if you know it's ready, how can you put yourself there? So what do you mean in nizdamin akash? And he says clearly, the main stress of his answer is he's getting involved for the other shadavarim. What shadavarim means? There's two types or categories. One which is mutter, what's osa, and he's not interested in the osa, he's interested in mutter. So therefore the whole question is talking about a situation where it's already set up, it's already there, you know this is, but it's still okay. They say we're not interested in that, you're here, you're coming in, we're not doing funny business with Jews, this is how it's set up, this is the whole package. So therefore, even though it's a whole package deal, it's still mutter, because I am not interested. And I can't do anything about not then doing the rest of the business, which is a problem. No. Oh. Yeah. If it's not profitable, and no one would invest such money to get into this business, to exclude the profits of the osa, then of course, then it's not true that he's only interested in everything else. That's not true. Correct? That's a way of judging, honestly, yourself, why you got into the business. How much of the business is the Dova Akhir? How much of the business and the profit is the Bosa Khazir? Mamela? Let's now go back to Chicago. Ribbis.
Small part of the business.
It's an Issa, Torah. Issa. Just like doing business with Tobach is Issa. As far as going into a business which are doing Issurim, we say, you can, says the Mashiach, buy in, like Chila, into a business which are doing Issurim, as long that's not your main reason. That's not your reason why you're getting involved in that business.
We'd like to think most lawyers' main goal is not to collect the interest.
So, and Matt is even stresses this point. It's the reason why the Jewish lawyer made a partnership with all the Goyish lawyers to make now a law firm is in order to get the profit from the ribbons that his clients of the goy are not going to pay on time. Is that the reason why he's getting involved?
Some of that.
And that's what he's interested in.
Is that? So it's got to be the Jews.
Yeah.
For the Jews never pay the interest.
Fine, but I'm telling you. What's it saying at the end of the day? Is it, according to Bashak, you are doing it, it's you that's charging, but you're an onus. I've got every bottle, every issue is called an issue to do if it's onus rachmana potre. There's an issue to do smanja, there's an issue to do ribbis. And the ribbis we're talking about here in any case is durabonon type of ribbis. For services. It's for services.
It's not kafala v'milva. They send out an invoice. That's when it starts ticking.
Okay.
It's the raisa.
It's not kafala v'milva. It's a shiny web. It turns into the raisa. Rambam. The raisa. Okay. That's the shiny.
I say monas and the ribas arise.
Where's that?
I can say take it? Like, I don't understand.
You don't have to. No. I'm not saying you can take it. We're saying
you
don't have a problem of being there. You just don't take the ribbons. Don't take the ribbons. If it were without the heads of owners, you would have to get yourself out of the partnership. Because every time you're charging ribbons, I'm charging ribbons. So too, charging even without taking is an issue. So we're saying over here, no, you're not charging. You're owners on the charging. Because I got into this business. Not for that reason, and I can't change those big decisions. I can't stop the goy from charging me. It's out of my control to stop him. So I'm an onus, bar kacha, in this issue that's taking place. So that already in Chicago they said the Jews with their Jewish partners, the firms are happy that you can make your own heter iskas with your own client. The problem was with the Goyish partners with the Jewish partners. That no one's going to make heter iskas. Can you still be in the firm? With this din of Mashad, that you can go into a business when that's not the main purpose to make out of this issel, to be involved in this issel, then you are called an onus.
Can you wait a minute. If the Jew is not taking the ribbis, what's the issue?
This is to set, make the agreement.
What?
The goy making the agreements on behalf of the firm, which is called the Jew as well,
yeah,
with another Jew. So the Jew is actually forcing another Jew to charge ribbis. That itself is an issue. Even if he doesn't take the ribbis.
What's the result of
that? Makom, ben ozun and makom.
Therefore, you don't have to return the money.
No, you don't take it. Don't take it.
But he has taken it.
If you take it, then we go on to normal clan. If it's derisive ribbons, you should give it back. If it's durabonim ribbons, you should take it. Don't take it. But we want to know whether not taking is good enough. Up to now, we say not taking is not good enough. Because you're charging. The answer is, I'm not charging. I'm by force to charge. Yeah. Okay, I want to give you a zugla malamaisa. Have ever you ever been late on paying your bill, electricity bill, on your gas bill, or your telephone bill? Have you ever been late? Never been late.
It's actually for this reason I do Harad Kela.
That's right. There's all sorts of ways.
A nono bill. Have you ever been late?
Once.
Okay. Have you ever been charged in the following bill, ribbis?
Of course, once or twice.
So how can you pay?
Right.
Yeah, so the answer is in the postgame. Onus. I'm not doing it because of ribbis. I'm forced.
In other words, you won't have electricity.
Right.
What, the company's over?
Well, the Riyadh, that was part of our question here. The Riyadh.
Okay,
there
you are. Next. Fine, everything's now. We've got new heter, which we want to use. So let's see what Rav Dayan Padua, the famous Talmud Hungarian as well.
He's in London.
He was in London. That's all. What he says about the Shaila in France. He's asked to hear the Shaila. So let's read his words carefully. Number 5. Ein ani roesh bezeh shum ikar. I see no problem here. V'hu alpi mashakosuf b'sefer Mahari. And the reason why it's no problem is because of the Mahari. Yosken, ein heim akraim mashah mischahu b'tzvar misurim. You're not responsible for any business done with Issur items. Sure, but then I found out. Shemate, I heard. Shamischa shal osachevahu achbarak b'nevelis. But then I found out, change of factual detail, that the whole business is with nevelis and trefus. V'lo v'shum dover heta, nothing is mutter in that business. Amati imkein, hadov v'shona legrami v'u'ase gomor. Ah, if you're telling me new facts, that the whole business is with Issa, then it's totally awesome.
The whole business is 90%.
Yeah, 90%.
Or
80%. Yeah, like you said. Yeah. Very good. It supports how we've been learning up to now, what exactly is going on. We've got certain heter, and it doesn't apply if the whole business is that. Now, I have one problem. I have one problem with this. Words. There's one word that bothers me up until the sky. Which word is it that bothers me up to the sky? Out of all the words of Dain Padua, there's one word which totally throws me off and I just don't understand.
Akroyim?
What?
Akroyim?
No. Ah?
That's one word.
He says, where do I get my heter from? In the first line of his tshuva.
The banquet.
Amasha kosev b'sefer Mahari Halevi. Because of Mahari Halevi, everything's good. Hold on. That totally now confuses me. Why? What's the confusion now?
Rabbi Yosha's explanation of that is much different, much more limiting.
What exactly is the heter that we're trying to use? What heter are we saying over here?
Absentee owners, essentially.
What's the heter we're saying? Before we saw...
Onus!
It's onus! Who's he quoting for his heter?
Marie
Levy.
Not the Marshal.
Not the Marshal. Marshag is the one who says we've got a heter called onus. He's saying it's mutter. Why? Because of Mari Levi. What's the head of Mari Levi? Is it onus the head of Mari Levi? What's the head of Mari Levi?
You're not involved.
You're not control. You're not, you're separate. That's the business. The company is separate from you. The company's doing it. You're not doing it. What's going on? How can you say that we're relying on Mari Levi? You're saying the Hesa is, if they're doing it, Surim, the whole business is doing it, Surim, it's a problem. If only part of the business is insurance, it's okay. That's logic in onus. When is the onus? It's a part of it. You're not getting involved for the issa. So therefore, you're buying into a business which is partly doing insurance. It's an onus because you're not interested in that part, and then you're fine. If the whole thing's doing it, or major part, it's a problem. That's foreign in onus. The whole logic, Mardi Levi, is it's not me here at all. It's the business. I'm removed from it. The business is doing whatever they're doing. It's not me. Therefore, according to the logic, Mari Levi, if it applies to Mari Levi, do I care whether the business is doing, the whole business is doing it, so only part of the business is doing it? Should it make a difference or not?
No.
No difference. And forget, the Mari Levi is talking about a scenario of a bank. I mean, bank, most of the time, charge witness. Yeah? Maybe not all their clients are Jews, okay. But the logic of Mari Levi was, it's not meet the bank, the company, therefore the bank can do what they like because it's not me. So what's the care whether the bank's doing the whole thing is this or the whole thing is this? What do I care? So why is Rav Tatzva saying it's only mutter if there's a minority of the business doing Issa and therefore it's not nothing to do with you? But if a major part of the business is doing Issa, there's a problem. That's not logic in Ma'ari Levi. It should make no difference. That's the heter of the Maharshad, which is onus. When is it onus? When the major business is mutter. That's when it's onus. So he's quoting the Rav Tatzva, he should change the name. Major printing to say Ma'ari Levi, should say Maharshad. Okay. Yeah. Easy to make a statement. Okay. So you haven't read the continuation of his tshuva. Fire hat. And we're gonna see this in a moment. But I'm giving you now time out to think how the words of the Padre can be true even without a printing mistake. And we keep the words Ma'ari ben Levi there, and it's still true what he's saying. There's a difference whether the whole business is Osa or part of the business is only involved in Yisrael.
I mean, maybe he... The Marshag, is he saying Shad and Ma'ari?
He's not referring to the Ma'ari. He doesn't refer to the Ma'ari at all.
Control,
most of business is Hector. So then,
even
if some Isser,
you're not controlling Isser.
You're taking
the
start.
But if the whole
business is Isser,
then you're controlling
Isser. You have no control. So what care? What do I care? There's no control, so therefore who do I care whether the business is a whole Issa or part Issa? No control, it's not. Yes, control is also.
Maybe you have no control, but if the other major shareholders die, you do have control. So it could be if you're going in with Aphila.
You do have control of the other shareholders?
I don't know.
You don't have control.
Goes to the Yershin.
Goes to the one there.
I mean, the Maurice, I think one of the points of Marie is that it's the bank being Tova, not the person. As Al-Shane Bank.
Yeah, that's his whole headset. It's not me, it's the bank.
So in this case, when he thought it was originally, it was multiple pieces to this business, maybe he thought, okay, so you can say the stumba, it's not on his chain at that point. At that point, it's a multiple business thing, so it's not on anyone's chain. It's an entity at that point. Once you tell me that, no, it's the whole business is Mahal Karubos, so then already, it's no longer, Mukhrop to say, it's an entity, and it's looking at individuals, in which case, we have problems.
I don't understand that combination, combino that you're making. Maybe Admer Be'eshim, I'll understand this. Oh, now we're getting somewhere. Oh, Eric, you came on the right time.
Usually it does. But the bank also is the primary role of the bank, is charging interest.
Okay.
So in both cases.
But I threw something in. Who's its customers?
Coins.
Jews and Goyim. Not necessarily all Jews.
In this case also it's Jews and Goyim customers.
No, Machalos the source is all Goyim.
It doesn't matter who the customers are. It's also to do business with Bossa Chazi. You can't do business. It doesn't matter who you sell it to. Even to sell it to all Goyim is awesome. Ribbis is Mutter to a Goyim. Not to a Jew. So, we have to therefore change our mindset and say, hey, Dain Padua is reading Ma'ari Levi and learning out the Ma'ari Levi completely different to how Rabbi Yashiv was learning. Rabbi Yashiv learned, are you in control or not in control? Is it the business? Is it not you? That's Rav Yashin's work, understanding Mari Levi. We have a new interpretation of Mari Levi from Dan Patra. Let's see his words, number 6. Bishloma imachevra hazu osekis famili de heter. Bishloma, if the company you're buying is also involved in things which are mutter. Oz yesh mokum loma she'ini so acharai ki im lo hashbahach lo hashbiyah lachriya b'machem v'tasek alatasek. Then you can say, well, Israel's not responsible for that business, which is Osir, part of the business which is doing Israel, it's not responsible, because he has no way of having any, making influence on what goes on. So what he's in it for? He's only there, obviously. He's not selling Bosa Chazir. He's there for profit making. That's why I bought it to a company, which are mainly doing Hetzer. They're doing also a bit of Bosa Chazir. Why are you there? Well, I'm there to make money. I'm not there to sell Bosa Chazir. I'm not there. If the whole business is the Bailas of Chafers, if a Jew now buys shares in that business, who beheads Yeshutav the Dvar Masum Bishari, he can't say he's in it just to make profit. He's for sure selling Bosa Chazir. He's for sure selling Chafers and the Bailas and doing business with that, because that's all it does. That's what your share is. What's your share? Your share is in a business that only sells Issa. That's what you hear. You say, well, I'm not interested in Issa. I'm just trying to make profits. What do you mean? This whole business is Issa. How can you say that? Go there, lo shamadu shum hetzer. There's no hetzer at all. So now, with those words, you can think about it for a few seconds over here. What's his new interpretation of the Ma'ari HaLevi? The whole Bahetza Mari Levi was, it's not me doing ribbis, it's the company doing ribbis. Says Rav Padua, when can you say those words?
When part of the business is mutter.
When part of it is not ribbis for chol. A significant part of it is not ribbis at all. Then it says, I happen to also do ribbis in that bank affairs. But that's not me.
Wait a minute.
Because I'm in that for profit. Profit is the opposite.
This is a bank. A bank is 100% ribbis.
It's a goyim. Goyim is person Muslim.
But it's...
Goyim to
Muslim. Oh, because it's not Osir.
No, Osir. I'm not there for the Issa.
Okay.
They do Issa, they do Hetzer. I'm there not as being
so
doing it. I'm there just to make money. Master N.K., if the whole business is one shtick of Issa, and I buy shares in it, then I can't just say, well, I'm not doing it, I'm just trying to get money from it. I mean, the whole thing is Issa. Of course you're doing it. Of course you're selling Bosa Chazir, you're selling Trapers, you're doing those. That's all they do. 24/7, that's what they do.
So this svara would be much more makel for buying stocks opposed to Rabbi Yashiv's svara, which many companies could have issues with Jewish shareholders who are active in the business and are doing some sort of Isser activities.
So that's my question. Is now this new interpretation of Mari Levi, is it more makel in its interpretation than Rabbi Yashiv, or more machmir?
More makel.
More makel, more machmir?
Sounds like it's more makel.
Yeah, you might find a business that's not that much, but more businesses want to do more makeup. It might be, like he said, a business which is the other way around, but I think more will be more makeup.
Is it more makeup or more makeup? Remember, Rabbi Yashiv says, what's Rabbi Yashiv? Rabbi Yashiv says, you can be a shareholder as long as you have no control of your shares, Bechlau, because then it's not you, Bechlau.
So you could buy in a business that deals with papers.
You can therefore buy as a shareholder into a business which is totally doing trapers, totally doing rippers, as long as you have no control of what's going on. Because it's not me. That's what they ask. But in the eyes of Dine Padua, there's no such thing of control or not control. The whole thing, is it me? What am I here? Am I doing business with Nevelis Traders? Or not? I'm just here for profit making. Definition of how to do it is the business only Issa, or the business is not only Issa. So if it's totally Issa, even though I don't have control, in the eyes of Dine Patra, That's not interested in control and shows. Doesn't make a difference. Even if it's not controlled. Like Rashad Mizan Wolbach says, doesn't matter. Even if you're not controlled, you're still owner. Yeah? Still you. So what's the Hetzer Mari Ben Avid? Mari Ben Avid is different Hetzer. Like, even if it's you, but the whole business is not doing this. I'm only there for profit making. But if the whole business is one shtick of this, of course I'm doing this.
So
let
me ask you a question. Rabbi Yashu is only more Mako in a case where the whole company is usher. The whole company is dealing in Chametz and Pesach. That's the whole company. In a case like that...
And the whole company is doing Shavuos and Aveda.
Unique case like that, Rabbi Yashu should be more Mako because you're not active in the business. Sorry,
because you don't have control for that. You don't have a share which gives you control.
Not Chametz and Pesach. But in many...
It's your Hana.
That's a different thing. It's your Hana. Okay.
But in most businesses where they're doing Heter things and usher things... So there, Rabbi Yashiv is going to have many cases where there's going to be a problem because you still have a Jewish shareholder who's active in the business.
Correct.
And even small usher things, you got a problem. Mashenkin, according to this, it's no problem because you're focused on the mother's.
Okay.
But it's not that the problem for the small individual because it's a Jewish shareholder?
Or is it a problem?
Yes, as we read it last week. As we read it last week. We read it last week.
What? Does assassinations.
Oh. That.
You have no control
of it. Assassinations, I wouldn't say go that far. We'll go to assassinations.
Very risky business.
You're talking about Ben Otam Lechaveh. I'm not talking about Osman. I'm talking about Ben Otam Mokam Isser. You're talking about Ben Otam Lechaveh. That's a different thing, Ben Otam Lechaveh. We'll get into Ben Otam Lechaveh. Chomis and Pesach is not Ben Otam Lechaveh. Comets, yeah, rivers is not. Okay. So, that leaves us now with me just to say one more word. Yeah, so we have this machlokas interpretation over here. Yeah?
Yeah?
I said play position, not Ben Adamokam. It's not Ben Adamokam, Ben Adamokam. I told you, Rabbi Yashu is only talking about Ben Adamokam. My last word is to introduce you to the next case, which we'll discuss in 2 weeks' time. Why 2 weeks' time? Because I won't be here.
Have we resolved the problem?
Yeah. We've now resolved the question. The question of Verelis and Trefus, the answer is, if you have the double heter, that you are a shareholder which doesn't have control, and it's not sole businesses to do the business, then you're fine. But if you have a shareholder, which does have certain control and decision making over it, then your answer is also going to Rabbi Yashu, but still would be mutter in the eyes of Rabbi Padua if it's not the whole business. If it's the whole business and you happen to be also a controlling shareholder, then, which is what the case was over in here, because he's 33%, and it was the whole thing was Issa, then according to Rabbi Yashu and Rabbi Padua, it's out because you have to get rid of
but the original case would have been a focus. The original case is explained would have been a focus.
Yeah. Yes. Go on. Yes.
The original case
was considered a 5%. I don't know what the number is.
Okay. We will relate to that. Yes. Yeah. Yes. As we read from the Sibur Shalom last week, he said your point. Even when all the shares are the same, but you have a significant quantity over there that would make you want to be involved in what's going on, that could also be enough. And therefore, you would be considered problematic at having such a shareholder in Rav Yashu's eyes.
So
in
it's not so clear.
Yes, nuances. Yeah, we mentioned this nuance last week at the end. That even if you don't have a vote, none of the shares have a vote to get rid of the management, because all the shares are the same. Even then, but you have a significant quantity of it that would want you to be interested and trying to make influences of what goes on, that already puts you into a situation where it's not removed from you, and therefore it's you, and therefore you have problems with Ribbis and Pesach and Thomas and all those things. Yeah. Great. So that's what comes out.
Marshag. Is it Marshag also?
So mashag we can use. We can use as a sniff etta because no one brings it. We can use it as a sniff. You'll see later on we do use it as a sniff. So in 2 weeks' time is the next shift. Next week, unfortunately, I won't be here. In 2 weeks' time will be next shift. I'll just introduce you to the Shaila, which we're going to discuss. Very interesting Shaila. And it brings us straight into the thick of dinner, Malchus, the dinner right at the beginning, the meat of it. The Shaila is like this. A simple Shaila, but it's very complicated and a lot. What's the Shaila? There was this person who owns a shop. He's a goy. He sells fireworks. Are you allowed to sell fireworks to people underage? Is it against the law?
That's right.
A 12-year-old boy walked in and bought fireworks against the law from the goyish shop owner. What happened with this fireworks? You can imagine. The boy let it off. And... No, something worse. A woman, Jewish woman, religious woman, was nearby when it happened. And she was pregnant at the time, and she miscarried because of the fireworks. The woman, being very religious, took the boy's family and the goy to Facebook.
What country is this in?
The goy to Facebook.
Yeah.
It's just what happened. Boy, of course, went.
They'd much rather go to the court.
Yeah. He much rather go to Basin than to court. Eich Don, how does the Basin judge such a case? Or should they just say, we don't involve ourselves and go to court? Yeah. We're going to analyze this case, bring the whole concept of dinner after the dinner.
The boy is Jewish, right?
The boy is Jewish, yeah. The boy is Jewish, he was a religious Jew. So much so that his ability to learn deteriorated extremely because he felt so bad of what happened. Yeah. And that was part of the Shaila. What type of teshuva does he have to do?
They all buy the fireworks.
Okay. Hashem, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks, a lot of fireworks.